I've been feeling a real shift in the AI space lately. It's not just an incremental update. It's a fundamental structural change happening right under our noses.
Absolutely. For years, we've watched Silicon Valley giants like OpenAI and Anthropic dominate the landscape with their proprietary, closed-garden models. It was essentially a walled ecosystem.
And I completely understand the business logic behind it. Protecting investments and securing revenue makes sense. But honestly, it created so much operational friction for developers. You're dealing with vendor lock-in, unpredictable API pricing, sudden outages, and content policies that keep getting tighter. It's genuinely frustrating to navigate.
That friction is exactly why we're seeing a strategic counteroffensive. Chinese AI labs are stepping up, releasing high-performance, open-weight models directly to the global public.
It's incredible to see companies like Alibaba, Baidu, and DeepSeek just opening the doors and distributing their most advanced models as open-source projects. It really changes the game for builders.
And it's not just a marketing move. This approach actually delivers three critical advantages that developers have been asking for.
First, it's about operational stability. Once you download the model, it runs on your own infrastructure. No more worrying about sudden price hikes, policy shifts, or your service just shutting down overnight. It gives you real peace of mind.
Second, it dramatically improves accessibility. We're talking about startups, academic researchers, and developers in regions where API access is either too expensive or heavily restricted. Suddenly, they can work with frontier-level AI.
And third, it unlocks deep customization. Organizations can finally fine-tune these models on their own proprietary data to build truly specialized, domain-specific applications. It's incredibly empowering.
What's crucial here, though, is that these open-source alternatives have effectively closed the performance gap.
I've seen the benchmarks myself. Models like QN and DeepSeek are consistently matching, or even approaching, the capabilities of the leading proprietary systems when it comes to reasoning, coding, and language understanding.
That rapid advancement isn't happening by accident. It's driven by intense domestic competition and a massive engineering talent pool in China. It's a clear signal that frontier AI development is no longer geographically confined to the United States.
You know, the perception of open source has completely flipped. It used to be seen as a marker of inferiority, but now it's become a badge of practicality and real developer freedom.
The implications for the global AI ecosystem are profound. We're looking at a fundamental reshaping of the landscape.
Exactly. Open source models are democratizing access to advanced AI, which lowers the barrier to innovation in fields that desperately need it. Healthcare, education, climate science worldwide. It's genuinely exciting to watch unfold.
But simultaneously, this shift places intense competitive pressure on Western AI companies. They can't just rest on their laurels anymore.
Right. The business case for expensive, closed ecosystems really weakens when you have comparable free alternatives sitting right there. It's forcing proprietary firms to compete more aggressively on user experience, service reliability, and highly specialized capabilities that are actually hard to replicate openly.
I expect the market to bifurcate pretty clearly. Open-source models will handle general-purpose tasks and custom infrastructure, while proprietary models will remain the go-to for the most demanding, cutting-edge applications.
So for businesses and developers, the smartest path forward is really a flexible, multi-model strategy. You don't have to pick just one side.
Precisely. Rather than tying yourself to a single provider, organizations should architect their systems to leverage the strengths of both ecosystems.
Think about it. Proprietary models are still ideal for those complex, high-stakes tasks that require cutting-edge reasoning or strict safety alignment. But open-source models, they're superior for core infrastructure, specialized tools, and anything where you need data privacy, cost predictability, and full operational control.
Smart deployment really comes down to building adaptable architectures. You want seamless switching between models as your needs and the underlying technology evolve.
And honestly, looking at the bigger picture, China's open source push isn't really an industry threat. It's a catalyst for a healthier, more diverse AI market.
It breaks the monopoly on advanced intelligence, and more importantly, returns control to the developers who actually build with it.
I couldn't agree more. The era of a single dominant AI model is officially over.
The future is a multi-model world.
And success in that world won't come from hoarding intelligence. It'll come from building flexible, accessible, and reliable systems that empower users to innovate on their own terms. And that's a future I'm really excited to be part of.